accept my character, my sensitivity, my feeling for others. The world abounds with intelligence and even wisdom, but I think it
It causes as much power to operate this machine as to affect us electrically.
There are three-phase motors and a field to operate on the pump that we have here now. They're not... The pitter is probably the largest, will be the largest draw of power that we'll be able to, I think we'll be able to use. We're going to run down at the generator at the mill at the figure, and we don't have that much pull on that generator at all. We don't have that much pull right now as far as that generator is good. That's the pitter, and the other one is a 5 or 5. The generator down won't have all that thing like that?
Yes. I think maybe because that electric motor can be taken off and you can place a gasoline or diesel engine on there. I am positive.
Is there any way to be hooked up to the PTO on the tractor? Is it is there any way to be hooked up to the PTO on the tractor? Have you seen it?
First of all, it'll be useful for us to have the machine down to try it out, to see if the damn thing works, to see if it needs it. We do not have enough pain to set that thing up and use it for any length of time anyway. So what we're interested in is the experience with the machine and the trial, not its use for shock feet, because we do not have enough pain to manufacture shock feet. So let's bring it down and look at it. If we can belt drive it off of that big diesel engine that's already down there, then we don't have any problem. If we can get some sort of a generator someplace so we can hook up to that thing, maybe we can do it that way. But for goodness sake, let's get down and look at it, see if we can hope some way to run a trial on it, because that's all it's good for us. We could run all the pain on this farm through that thing in 4 days.
Okay, tractors report for short.
That's where we are. I've been going to the clinics in the south. And been climbing down the road for cassava, pouch and pieces, and distance. There's a lot more distance to be done, but I want the cassava to pick the logs off and the rocks off when I'm in distance. Doing a lot of work in the garden, making beds and already getting the beds ready to plant. Now the latest thing we've been trying is making some litter with the pasture grass and the piggies. We put something on the back of a tree foot and starting to blaze, and I think it works pretty good. Just try to modify it a little bit more and it also works. Next week will be probably more peanut and swell work to be done. More cassava land to fix. Now, when we've got talking about tractor implements, one of them implement that I brought up last week in the Rhine Quarter. That is a large river, a heavily built river. And this, right now, the way we make beds for the garden and the farm, we make two passes with the plow. And this machine could make one pass to make the bed up. And in the case of peanuts, it could put out, it could make three passes into one. So it seems to me that it kind of will pay for itself in the last machine hour. Well, I don't know. It was brought up last week. How to do it. Welcome any suggestions on help. I know Jose, whenever he sees you, he stops his mixes, get up and tells exactly what I'm doing wrong. I always do it right. I kind of like talking to Jose. Jose. Jose, fine.
Keep in mind when that speaker is right there. I know the speaker is in the other room. Suggest that we have a meeting tomorrow night after the coaches class meeting, if that's agreeable. So that's all right. Okay, so we'll set a meeting tomorrow night after, is that 9 o'clock? 9:30. And that's it for the agenda.
I haven't had a chance to go out and walk on the air. I was going to walk out on it tomorrow, and that way there's going to be a report for everyone, I guess, at the next hour on Saturday. Definitely. I can do my own opinion so I look at it.
I still have another question, or maybe it might be three. When and where and how much we're going to burn the next time?
The next area would be the area directly behind the cottages, and that'll come off probably, if the weather's still good, probably around March.
How many acres is that?
I think that was a 40 or 44 acre area.
Earth Committee is a separate committee from the Agriculture Committee. However, they're just beginning to really get organized and will be submitting a report. They have a meeting every Friday night after the socialist class.
It might be good to hear a report in Agriculture Commission. It would be helpful to inspire, because Agriculture Commission is vital.
All right, then. And I'll get with the chairperson, that's Shirley Fields. I'll get in contact with Pintella that to have a report ready for the next Agriculture Commission.
Question, please. Is it possible that we could get someone to file a hose? We go week in and week out and never get a hose file. There's no files around. Is it possible?
Everybody
fouls their own hose. You know, and
I'm sure she's no shirker. So can someone explain to her how to sharpen her hose so that way she would know how to do
okay.
it properly?
That should be the responsibility of whatever crew supervisor is. Who's your supervisor?
Simpson. Okay, Brother Simpson, can you show her how to do her sharpen her hose? Thank you. Well, you know, files are very expensive, and the files we do have were hard to get. And I can understand the scarceness of the files. You go to this shop and check them out. We're not giving out and checking out a whole bunch of files because they're too hard to come by and they're very, very expensive. Okay, her supervisor will check one out, and then there's some in the tool room. But don't everyone expect to run through and get a file because you're not going to get them.
Files will take a brick and file. You haven't got a brick yet. You go make the bricks pile. If you're looking at brick making, is that brick making in the process you're looking at?
Dad just asked about the brick machine, which is in Matthew's Ridge, Virginia, which is also. And Gaskin, the chief executive officer up there, said he was going to, he was considering letting some cooperative that was, you know, starting up. They wanted to have it, but he said, you know, if in a while they didn't have any interest in it, then he would consider renting it.
Let's go to somebody.
No, in that light, I think that since he put it in this light, you let a cooperative have it. We are a cooperative, a licensed cooperative. And so we could make a formal application or formal proposal, make bids, and sell them. And sell them.
One last point I think we ought to make is getting close to. We've got a lot of tools that need sharpening periodically, and it's very, very expensive to sharpen all these farming garden tools using files. It's really expensive. There is a kind of a hand-operated machine you can use, a hand-turned sharpening stone that would be a lot cheaper to use. I wonder if we could get them in town to look into it to see how much it would cost to get us one of those treadler-foot operated stones. And we could stick one out there, and we could use stones to sharpen all these tools instead of files. I'm sure it would pay for itself in a year, because the files are so costly.
Less than that.
Can we use our forks? Cement and sand. What is it? Cement. I know. How else do you not see what they do? There you go.
All right.
How much will one bag of cement make? I mean, how many and how large? Give me a size.
Actually, can't we work this out after the meeting?
No, because Dad just asked a question.
Sorry.
I just want to tell him, they can work it out for you. We need to get a barrel. He needs a sign to get us a barrel.
right. I'd like to make one announcement here. They have the address. I mean, the sign-up sheet for attendance. Do we have that around? We want to make sure that everybody's name is signed on it, for one thing. Yes, we need it over here for Salika. All right. And I have another little surprise announcement. We've run across quinoa. It may be very close to the value of gold. It's an annual herb. Quinoa grows from 1 to 2.5 meters tall. It matures in 5 to 6 months, producing a white or pink seeds in large sorghum-like clusters. They contain 58% starch, 5% sugar, 12 to 19% protein, and 4 to 5% fat. There's some varieties over in Peru and Bolivia. They both countries are doing extensive research on them, and they do have some seed available that we could inquire about. This would be a heck of a big addition to our supply of food for animals, especially chickens and pigs. And so we're going to write to get the information on it as soon as possible. Sure. We'll have the addresses noted.
Thank you. Is that lowland or highland?
They're extending, it originally came from a highland area. They've been doing experimental work in the lowlands, and they're going to ask for that type of seed from what they've developed in the lowland area.
Okay, that is the end of our agenda for the night. Stand and give your gratitude for all that we do in our closing.
On the road to communism. And while I was there, I left a nursing home that I built with my own money, not a dime of church money. I left it in charge of Marston's mother and dad. Marston's dad, by the way, is undergoing a stroke. Several strokes from the pressure, I guess, of the newspaper articles about us. He's a different type than my mom. Even though you've got a wonderful mother, and there's none better than Marston. She's strong, she's able to go undaunted. She has no limitation in her willingness to commit herself to this cause. But he came from a real conservative background, and so when the newspaper in his hometown come out with all of Jim Jones and his radicalism, he's had a stroke, 1, 2, 3, and looks like he may not make it. Nonetheless, they have the rest home, the nursing home that I owned, and they were in charge of it. And they ran it almost into financial destruction. From the place I was in Brazil, I finally got to a telephone and said, "For God's sakes, let my mother get involved. She knows how to make a dollar go." I've learned that from her, too, and you can be glad I learned how to make a dollar stretch. And you wouldn't be able to sit here tonight, and no more this afternoon, rather, than most any human being on earth, that you are going to eat for the next 6 months. That's most assured, if you've ever been hungry. If there's that much food in store that you'll eat for the next 6 months. Mom told me and taught me and drilled me until I hated it on stretching a dollar. And that's why I believe in teaching you. You know you're going to hate me one day, maybe even after I'm gone. You'll know how important those dollars, how much important it is that we save and not waste if we're to ever build anything. So I never took a hold of the place and made some money and gave me extra money down in Brazil to get some land. Looked like I could build something for the family and begin to take a few of them out. One family came over, the Beam family. Looked like even those days I might get it started, get it off and going. Helped an orphanage, sold children in a school where they were literally starving to death up in the hills. I brought them down and established a place where they could eat in a favela school. A school of a favela. Anyway, in the midst of that, my mother-in-law became jealous. And her jealousy was so extensive that she took it out, unthinking probably, by reporting my mom to the health department for little things that she thought should be done, little darlies here and little darlies there, and put my business in a full investigation just out of her jealousy over my mother. And we damn near starved in Brazil, tied up my money, created a difficulty that I wouldn't want to live through again, but I made it. But again, my mother fought, held on, fought the health department, stood her ground, and finally kept the place, got it back in control. I came home just in time to save the building, out of which some of the money came that started the work in California. But I do think that when we go down, one of the twins said to me, beautiful black senior twins here, said, if it is permissible, I would like to extend my sympathy. It is permissible. I'm not made of iron. I feel, I pain. Yet as I said, I don't glorify her. Still I can see that many in the church were responsible for her because the whole church lined up against her in her fight for her young'un and his young'uns and his little band that he was trying to save. And they discredited her and tried to put her through hell, and it was hard for her to ever have faith after that. She turned into herself as she saw people leave me, leave the church, take over my church. Miraculously, I got the church back with nobody in it, hardly. Mary Stahl over there, just a very few. Eva got back because Eva in those days didn't know me very well. Everybody was gone. And she thought always, she said, Jim, you'll do it to you again. You give your life to these people, you risk your life over and over again, you suffer like I've never seen anybody suffer, and they'll do it to you again. And so, there were little selfish moments that I would like to see differently. But Cheryl can tell you that goodness, and Esther can tell you that that basic goodness still burned in her soul. She turned more money over to his cause than any other human being. All she had, every dime. She was a little hesitant at first to share her house, but she finally did that and was getting ready because Lisa, who has smoked all her life, Lisa Layton, and has cancer in her lungs, needed air conditioning, and you could only afford one. She even called me one day and said, well, we can take one more. And every little noise bothered her. Yet her eccentricities I can face, and her strengths I can see. I don't believe in glorifying the dead. But I do feel that we should be sensitive to each other's pain. And I'm not going to ridicule anyone or confront anyone who passed me joking and carrying on like life is the same. It took a lot out of me because, you see, if it hadn't been for her, you wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have fed our children. I don't care what would have happened to me, because long ago I ceased, as Stephen says every now and then, to have any expectations for myself. But she made it possible for you to be here. The one for you to be here, she made it possible. the ones of you that are brought out of jail, or your grandchildren, or your children, and the dozens and dozens that were spared from jails and stopped in the courts. She made it all possible. Because if she hadn't faced up to her voice went out for 7 goddamn miserable hours, and she didn't know communism from apple cider, yet she stood and said, I refuse to testify on the grounds that it might tend to incriminate me. And they'd hassle her, and they'd jeer her, and they'd point out, and they'd shout so all the workers could see. Say, you're a communist. But I don't care what you say. I refuse to testify. She lost her position as the stewardess of the union, something she'd always wanted. And when they got through with her, embarrassing her in front of all of those honkies, that was the end of her union career. Never again did anyone quite trust Lynetta Jones, because the FBI had come and asked her questions. And in America, if the FBI asks you questions, or if you're arrested, or if the newspaper attacks you, you must be guilty. That's why you should be glad to be out of there, because the same old scenario has started again. Same old painful scenario. How much longer she'll be laying there, I do not know, but as I said to those who could have helped you, some that knew her, some that liked her, some that she was closer to, you can take a look, because she looks very well. Fortunately, I did the one thing she asked. I at least can feel good. I feel guilt that some people have kept me in business, and radio has pressured me, and people with their damn foolishness running around with other people's wives and betraying the cause back there have kept me for more time. But every day, somehow, I felt, for the sake of you, they would have deserved a little bit of my time. She'd done a lot for you. But I'd always go through and visit everybody else, some section or another. Couldn't just visit her. And I kept my word to her. She didn't end up paralyzed. And last night when I left her, she said, I want to die. I can't continue. She was upset over some facts. But I won't go into that, because that would create guilt. But she said, I want to die. And it wasn't anything to do with the nurses taking care of her or anything like of that sort. She couldn't get her breath, child. Best for her to pass. It's awful not to be able to get your breath. And that's what smoking does when you smoke that long. And I do miracles. The only one I know on earth that does. Even though I don't do miracle like one of the chaps on the anarchy crew said to a little boy with a leg that wasn't on, said, if I was father, I'd give you a new leg. That was awfully cruel. Probably just not thinking. There's nobody that can give you a new leg. Nobody ever could heal cancer but me. I've not seen anyone. No one that can bring you out of a stroke or bring you back from the dead but me. But I'll tell you, these days, I don't have quite the will. I could have gone down there and worked on it and got her out. Why? Why? She suffered long enough. Unless you give me some special request, I don't think I'm going to pull you back. Whatever kind of will and strength or paranormal thing it is, whatever mysterious quality that I have that supersedes the natural, supra-natural. I'm not going to call you back unless you want to. Or, like myself, I see that you're terribly vital to the greater collective. That's why I can't lay down. You got any questions you'd like to ask me while we're just chatting along? I'm sure there's things you might think of. I just chat ordinarily. I don't care how. Turn it off. Turn it off while we're doing it. I think we all cry because we only wish we could have given more love to the people that we love. And I wish I could give all of you more love. I wish I could share it. I've got all the love in the world, but I wish I had time to share it. She loved the jungle so much, and never did get out but just one time close to it. She loved so much those who brought the animals in. Thank you. Deborah Winston should go by if she wants. Nobody has to. But she loved the jungle. She wanted to come here. She grew up in a jungle, and she said it was the only place to live. Thank you.
A lot of cheer about your animals. She responded so much the way you took care of animals. That made her feel very good. So don't equip yourself with that, you know.
I think that Bella... Can you arrange, can you coordinate, Johnny and Charlie, arrange for a burial spot out there someplace on the top of that hill, kind of close to the woods.
Breakthrough that the country accuses the United States of murdering everybody, you know, all these goddamn lies. It's a breakthrough that they are letting us bury her without any presence of their own authorities,
because they'd had so many lies told to them that they had to check out for their own protection. They never believed the lies, but they had to check them out for their own protection. Someplace out there by the bananas, maybe towards the edge of the jungle, you'd find a place to bury her.
We could do it, if the casket will be ready, if it is ready, we could do it, and I would like, not to waste any clothes nor a seat as I did for my good black brother, because I couldn't see Emmett, a black brother, going without a sheet. But we can't afford the loss of even a dress. So if some could take from old patchwork, if we could think of somewhere to beautify and soften that casket. You know how I feel about that, because that dress might be needed someday, and she'd want it that way. Or some dress that's beyond use. If someone will convey that, I'm kind of heavy with the fact that so many people took so much from me, that she who made a revolution possible by bringing me out of that one trap they had set for me with the FBI by standing up to them for 7 hours. As much as I resented I was ever brought in the world, we owe her a great bit of devotion. And she should live on in our memory so that we can attempt to be as strong as she was. She was strong. She was gutsy. Fearless from the thing on earth that she was afraid of. Wherever Johnny is. Is he gone? Is Johnny there? Huh?
pass the test on that section will not have to take news the next test. Acquired news is on tape of last night and must be thoroughly understood. A haunting and deeply disturbing bit of news.
ACLU continues to check the law of all these. regular copy. Okay, roger.
Go to the
poncho and get Vincent denim bag. It's a denim zipper bag. It's got all of his belongings in it. Do you copy? Over. No, no, not everyone else is too. This is a new Vincent I'm looking at. This is a new Vincent I'm looking at right now. Just go to the poncho and get his blue denim bag. Will you, Wesley? Over.
The tape is going to come in.